from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joe Theismann is one of the greats, a Memphian, longtime NFL quarterback, and one of our favorites here on the show, joins us now. Joe, good to hear from you, my friend. How are we?
I'm great, guys. Sorry I missed you guys last week. I was a little out of touch, so glad I'm with you today.
That's right.
Glad to have you, bro.
So, and honestly, I kind of prefer that it broke this way, because we actually get to talk about a debut that happened as opposed to previewing one. And that, of course, is that of Jaden Daniels, who one drive of work, one touchdown, would have been a perfect drive if not for a ticky-tack false start that was called, and probably not Jaden's fault. But what did you think of what you saw in that drive against the Jets this weekend from the rookie QB, Joe?
I thought he came as advertised. You know, the touchdown pass, the big play that he threw, was audibilized. He changed from something to something else. I thought he ran the read option extremely well, looked very confident and comfortable in the pocket. And these are all the things that everybody talked about during training camp that they've been observing. So, you know, he just sort of carried it over into the game. I know it's a small sample, but it certainly gives a lot of people in Washington tremendous hope.
What's the locker room feel? And obviously, Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy. So the locker room has known for a long time that is the franchise's intention. But I'm just, when you walk into a locker room after a performance like that as a rookie QB, it must feel good when you've got all guys on board. And now they probably believe. You know, they've seen it through practice, but when they see it like that, they probably believe, right?
Yeah, the guys have to see it with their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you could walk around and everybody talks about leadership and that kind of thing. Leadership comes from performance. If you perform under pressure, if you know, take a big hit and you get back up, those are all things that players look at: the toughness, the intelligence, protecting the ball, making sure that you have a chance to be able to score. Those are all things that you do visually that can impress people. You know, when everybody talks the game, it doesn't hold water, not in our business, because the film's not going to lie, the coaches are going to lay it out on the line, and the players know exactly what's going on. And in Jaden's case, he really has checked all the boxes. I mean, he's a good teammate, he works hard, he studies hard, and to me, you know, you're there early, you work hard, you put that little extra effort in, guys see it and they appreciate it.
Joe, are you expecting to see, I don't know what the plan is, are you expecting after that to see much more of Jaden Daniels this preseason? What do you think that looks like for him?
You know, he may let him start this week again, just to get a feel for starting. And actually, the fact that they played the Jets in the Meadowlands was good, because the season opener is in Tampa. So, you know, it's all the little things that happen make a difference. Starting on the road versus starting at home. Getting a feel for it. Now, I think they might play this one at home. So that's another different scenario for him. I think he might play him very similar to what he did in the first one. For sure he's not going to play him in the third. We're just, you know, that's going to be, you know, everybody, Jeff, and it's going to be Sam and Marcus. Those three will go in the third. But I would think he'd give him one more sampling. He did a great job with one drive. I think he'd like to get his feet a little bit more wet.
And tell me, Joe, because we've asked you a ton about Jaden Daniels this offseason and then today, but watching it too, I just wonder, having a guy like Austin Ekeler and the sort of best friend to a quarterback, in this case a rookie one, that feels like he can be out of the backfield as a safety valve, just his addition and how much you think how Ekeler will be used in this offense?
I think he'll be used in the passing game quite a bit. You know, Brian Robinson, you know, we remember 2 years ago he was shot and missed a lot of his rookie season. So last year he sort of was finding his way as well.
Yep.
He's sort of a big hammer. It reminds me a little bit with Austin when I had John Riggins and Joe Washington. You know, Joe could run inside. Austin runs as well inside as anybody. But, you know, I think he's out of the backfield a little bit more in the passing game.
Yep.
You know, Brian will be the guy that they're going to lean on. And really, if you can establish a running game with a young quarterback, it takes so much pressure off him having to deal with third and tens, third and eights, third and nines, all those big plays. And, you know, the time that he's spending now, the cohesion of the offensive line, you know, the mistake that, you know, there was a false start. Well, that happens in games. The important thing is you don't want to make it a habit.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe Theismann here on the show, longtime Washington Greats, world champion here on the show. A lot of other debuts from rookie quarterbacks across the league. No shortage. Michael Penix, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, just to name a few. Of those QBs, Caleb Williams, was there one performance that maybe stood above the rest for you from what you saw this weekend?
Yeah, I think Caleb was the one that jumped out at me because he basically did some of the things in this particular game for Chicago that he did at USC, using his legs, making throws on the run. You know, the one big pass play, the improvisational pass play where he was being smashed and the ball came out. You know, I have to laugh. But people will say, well, geez, that was Patrick Mahomes-like. No, it wasn't. Okay, that's one play. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in football. And so you've got to, you know, they want to be able to draw a comparison against somebody who's really great when you're really not quite at that stage. One play doesn't necessarily do it. But I was impressed with the way he handled himself. All the young guys, I thought, did pretty well through the course of this weekend.
Agreed. And so I'd ask you, what would be the reason for Sean Payton and Denver, with where they are as a franchise, not to go ahead and give... You know, and based on what we saw, he looks like he's ready for it. But I realize you know, it's a process. But to not go ahead and make Bo Nix the starter, he can do a lot of things, it feels like, in that Sean Payton offense.
Yeah, he can. But I think, you know, at this stage, Sean's still trying to figure out what he's got.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah. I said, it is so difficult. You look at all the young guys that played. If you were to take every one of them and look at them and go, boy, they really did well. But that's what are we talking about? 5 minutes of a football game?
Sure.
We didn't see him in the red zone. We didn't see him in short yardage situation. We didn't see him under pressure. You know, there's so many things that you did not see before you anoint somebody. And in Washington, it has to be Jake. There's no two ways about it. But, you know, Sean may have an option. I think he does have an option if he wants to go in a different direction in Denver. So when you take a look at the young guys, hey, everybody should be satisfied and happy. Basically, you go to the general manager and say, you did a heck of a job. I think we really have somebody foundationally here that we can look at to go forward. But are you ready to anoint the kid number one at this stage? I don't think he's in that big a hurry.
Obviously, there's a couple of things working for the Commanders. One is the, you know, Daniels, who appears to be poised for a very good season ahead, a new regime. But also the dysfunction in Dallas. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is a holdout. Dak seems like he's got one foot out the door. A lot of change on that offensive line. How tough, if maybe you disagree, but how tough a season do you think it lies ahead for the Dallas Cowboys?
I think all you need to do is slip on one banana peel down in Dallas, and it's going to be a tough sledding for everybody. You know, Jerry has basically taken a stance with CD. He's just not going to, I'm trying to figure out what he's exactly trying to say. I've listened to two of his interviews and two of his quotes, and in one, we're not in a hurry to get him, and the other thing is, I miss you, and it's like, okay, I am totally confused on exactly what you're trying to do here, coach, GM, coach, owner. I guess here's the thing. When you look at the contracts that have been signed by other quarterbacks, Tua in Miami, Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, Jordan Love up in Green Bay. I said this before, what message is Jerry Jones sending to Dak Prescott? Now, Dak Prescott may want to be, maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's Dak's demands that are prohibitive of Jerry getting the job done. It's going to be 50-plus. Now, where does the number lie? Does he want to be the highest-paid quarterback in football? I don't think he deserves that. He's in that range of between 50 and 55. And then the question is, what's going to be the guarantee? He's 31 years old, guys. So let's think this through. You're Dak Prescott. You're 31 years old. You've been a Dallas Cowboy all your life, and you've performed at a level well enough to get him into, some playoff opportunities, but haven't really taken him where every Cowboy fan wants that football franchise to go. All right. Now you play your contract out. You're a free agent at the age of 32. What kind of deal do you think you're going to get from somebody at that stage of your career when they're trying to build their football team?
Schefter thinks
look at the big picture.
I was just going to say, though, Joe, that Schefter thinks he's going to get 60-plus, that he's going to reset the market in a way, forget the 55. And I'm with you in terms of what he's earned to this point, but that because he's going to hit free agency, that a team like the Raiders or the Giants, if they've decided, Daniel Jones is not the guy and they can get off that contract, that one of those teams, maybe even Pittsburgh, who knows, if they don't like what they've seen from Fields and Russell Wilson, that there will be one of those teams out there, maybe it's the Raiders, that goes 60-plus. For him afterwards.
I cannot see him getting 60-plus. I would be very surprised. Of course, I didn't see anybody getting 50, so what the heck do I know? But if you I just can't see him getting 60, and I can't see him getting 60 from someplace else. I mean, we are deficient at the quarterback position in the National Football League, but look, I think that six young guys that are on the horizon right now and other young guys that are playing well. So, it's starting to fill up a little bit, but age is a factor with that. Plus, look at this. You're going to join another football team. He's been in a similar system now where he really knows it like the back of his hands. All of a sudden, you have limited practice time, limited OTAs, limited mini camp, limited training camp, hardly no preseason to speak of. So you're going to, he's going to have to learn an entirely new system, an entirely new group of guys. To me, the smart move on Dak's part is get as close as you can to what you want. And it's like any negotiation. Ask for what you believe you want. And then let's see where the compromise is. Lamar Jackson, classic example. Now, Dak has a different situation because he has a no trade, no franchise clause in his contract. So he'll become a free agent. But then you do roll the dice. Let's say some of these young guys play well. Where do you go? So I think it's, but the longer this thing goes on, I think the more possibly of an issue it becomes for the Cowboys going forward. And certainly, hanging out here in the background is Micah Parsons.
Yep. He's got to get paid.
Got to get his money.
I want to ask you from a philosophical standpoint, Joe, in Denver and in Minnesota specifically, They spend high draft picks, Bo Nix at 12, J.J. McCarthy at 10, and they're, we'll see. Maybe Denver rolls with Bo Nix. Jarrett Stidham at this point is considered the starter, and then Sam Darnold is the presumed starter in Minnesota. But is that really the way to do it anymore? I mean, if you spend a high draft pick on a quarterback, is it not in your best interest from a salary cap standpoint, from a developmental standpoint, not to put him out there and you know, surround him with good play calling and good players and maximize him while he's on that rookie deal?
Well, you know, the rookie deal runs more than just the 1 year. Remember that. I mean, it's like, you know, 3 years before you really have to pay anybody. I think of the Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick situation in San Francisco. I think of Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. There have been guys who have sat that I think have benefited for Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith again. I think there are guys who have sat for a year and really benefited from the experience of being able to watch the pro work. What are his work habits? What do I need to do? How do I understand this offense? How do I learn to read defenses? You know, it's a very intricate, very difficult position to play. You know, we see guys go out and do so well, and it's like, hey, that looks easy. But it's not by any stretch. With these young guys, I would be of the ilk to let them sit. If they have to play, they play. But right now, I put them out there until the other guy proves he can't play, and then I would turn to him because that's why he drafted him. But I wouldn't necessarily, in those other places we talked about, put him out on the football field quite yet.
You know, here in Memphis, we are hoping that Ja Morant can get back on the floor and sort of remind the NBA how good he is. Now, Ja's got his own part in that. I'm taking that to football. I'm just wondering, are you expecting Aaron Rodgers to sort of remind us of the greatness, the four MVPs, or are you expecting the Jets to be disappointed that you've gone and gotten this guy you hope to be a savior, and you're not the contender you think you are? Which way you think it goes?
You've heard me say this umpteen times. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field.
Yes, sir.
The way it will go, probably, in New York, is if he gets protection, then I think Aaron has a chance to be able to do the things that people want him to do as a Jet. If the Jets struggle offensively up front, then he's going to struggle at the position. Mm-hmm. Are guys going to hold on to the football? Are they going to make plays? And a little bit of time that he's missed is insignificant as far as I'm concerned, because he knows the offense like the back of his hand. So, to me, that's a question I can honestly say I don't know the answer to, because it depends a lot more on what's around Aaron than what Aaron is.
No, that makes sense.
He's 40 years old, but he doesn't play like a 40-year-old. Tom Brady didn't play like a 40-year-old. You know, these are exceptional individuals. And the thing is, as long as you have your arm, you can get it done. If you can throw, you can play. If you can throw and you can breathe, you got a job in the National Football League. That's the way it goes.
C.J. Stroud set record as a rookie last season, Joe, and they have surrounded him with even more weapons in that offense, obviously bringing in Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins healthy, Tank Dell healthy. They connect on the touchdown this weekend, and yep. It all looks great. I mean, what are we saying about Stroud when this season is over? Is he going to officially cement himself in that category with, if he hasn't already, you know, Mahomes, Burrow, you know, maybe Josh Allen? Is he going to be there undisputedly when this season is over?
I don't think he has to cement himself in that regard. I think you want to see progress. You know, they're not going to win every, you know, nobody's going to win every football game, I don't believe, in this day and age. 17 football games, you're dealing with health at the quarterback position as well as other positions. I think C.J. Stroud has laid a tremendous foundation for he and Houston. I really believe that he has, the foundation that he has created for that football team is something to build on. And I've said this many times, the great pyramids in Egypt were not built on their point. They're built on a foundation. He has laid a foundation. He played smart football. He protected the ball. He didn't try and force it into different situations. Ran extremely well when he had to and didn't, and always made sure he was able to get up and go again. So, you know, from that perspective, I think we're going to be talking next year about no sophomore slump, but C.J. Stroud taking another stride forward and becoming one of the better quarterbacks in this game.
Joe, man, this was great as always. We appreciate the
time. Thank you so much, Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.